The flute of Divya Bab, which means wild woman in Slovenian and refers to a cave bear cave, was found there in this cave by Ivan Turk and is highly controversial in terms of the fact that it is a flute or not. It is a bone, fossilized bone, from a cave bear. It is short and stout, and it has two complete holes and one broken hole on one side of the flute, and a third part that is a third hole, actually a fourth hole, towards the end, that is in all likelihood actually the blowing hole if you reconstruct it as a flute. The point is that other people do not consider it could be a flute, and that it therefore must have been bitten in by hyenas at the time, which zoologists would deny because hyenas would crush the bone and certainly not leave a series of nice round holes on one side of the bone without a counterbite on the backside, or even being possible to even cut a hole not that round into a bone. So leave it for what it is. I reconstructed this flute as a fipple flute based on my other flutes, and it produces beautiful sounds. And the controversy is something that can only be solved if more flutes like this or more remnants like this are found in the same neighborhood. The intriguing part is that if it is a flute, it is also likely to be a Neanderthal instrument. And that is what makes a lot of people quite uneasy. The flute also, of course, can make sliding sounds. So once again, a scale cannot be identified with any certainty. And it could also be a bird call. Or it could be music in our sense of sound making. What I should say as well is that I reconstructed this instrument from an actual fossilized cave bear bone, very similar to the original. The difference that that makes is that fossilized bone is a very different material from fresh bone, and that affects the sound. Actually, this very lovely sound is probably in part due to the fossilized nature of the bone.